Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Update on the injury report. Alshon Jeffrey, hamstring, was limited today. Jermon Bushrod, concussion and shoulder, did not participate. Pat O'Donnell, right knee, did not participate today. Jay Cutler, hamstring, was limited. Igor Ferguson, knee, was limited. Jeremiah Ratliff, ankle, was limited. And Will Sutton, elbow, was limited. Any questions?
John, you said you wanted to wait till Wednesday to get a better look at Jay. How did it go?
Yeah, I thought he had a good practice. You know, he was limited. Obviously we're, trying to treat him and get him better as we move forward. And but we had a good day today.
With Ratliff, what's the key to him coming back? I mean, he's knocking off the last thing to come back.
Well, I think, anytime you miss time, I think there is a rust element, but he was injured a while back along with the suspension, and, we're coming back off of that ankle. And, I thought he had a good day today.
John, what's the difference in the passing game with Jay at quarterback?
Well, I think, like most teams in the league, I think they might look different. If Aaron Rodgers isn't in, or any starting quarterback, I think obviously there's a reason they're the starter, but I'd say we're a little more confident and he's had a little more experience doing it.
In what ways has this Oakland team improved from what they put out last year?
Just watch them. I think they've added some skilled guys, the running back position, both at the wideout. They had a young quarterback in Carr a year ago. I think they've surrounded them with some skills positions, and particularly receivers. They went out in free agency and got a very, very good center. That's usually kind of the center point of your offensive line. So, defensively, they went out and got, Alden Smith, who, they had Khalil Mack already, who's a good young player, a dynamic guy. And, so they've got two bookends as far as pass rushers in their defense. Just off the top of my head, that's kind of what I see.
What does Ratliff bring to the defense in terms of leadership and ability, would you say?
Well, I think, he's one of our more experienced guys, one of the guys that's kind of done it at the D-line position in this league longer. So, obviously, we're welcoming him back with open arms.
Have you gotten a little more pass rush from Jarvis than maybe you would have thought?
No, I mean, again, we don't hold him back. They're free to go get the guy. I think a lot of it's a comfort level, as far as, knowing the defense. Guys can cut loose. They're not thinking. They're playing and reacting. And in that position, your fight's right in front of you, whether you're in the O-line or D-line. The technique and quickness and recognition, of converting run to pass, pass to run, is critical. So I think you just get more comfortable in our system.
John, what kind of memories do you have? What was the relationship like when Jack Del Rio had to step into when you were away from practice?
I thought he did a great job. He was the logical guy. He'd been a head coach before, and we had to make a decision on who would do that while I was recuperating. I go way back with Jack. I've been with him twice as far as an assistant, and then he did a great job, I thought, in Jacksonville, and now it's good to see he got another opportunity in Oakland.
John, how would you assess Lamar as an edge rusher from what you've been able to see him?
I haven't got to see a whole lot yet. I mean, we've been in three games and, four preseason games. And, that was limited because he's coming off of a, major ACL injury. But, I think, with the trading of Jared Allen to Carolina, I think, opens the door a little bit. We had a pretty good player in my estimation that we had in street clothes on Sunday, so in Willie Young. So I think, they're making the transition to outside linebacker into 3-4, and we need to take a look at them, and we will.
Did you sense that those guys transitioning, that's still ongoing, and it's just going to be something that takes time?
Well, even, earlier on the question with Jarvis, I think, it's a new system. It's a little bit different, as far as position-wise, and it's different terminology. So, we're still, early in the season with, really all three schemes being new to players, and we're getting to know them, they're getting to know us, and hopefully they're getting more comfortable in what we're asking them to do.
John, a couple of the moves this week, a couple guys said that they were shocked and surprised by it. Are you worried at all about the mindset, of these guys right now?
Not really. I mean, I think everybody in there understands we're in a performance-based business, and any move we make is you know, contrary to what might be out there, is what we think betters our football team. And so, you know, let's leave it at that. They understand that, and I know I do.
John, the conservative approach with Clausen, how specific was that to the Seahawks? And is it fair to assume that there's a better chance to be a little more aggressive against the Raiders if Clausen is the quarterback?
Yeah, again, those are all hypotheticals. Last week is what it is. You know, was it too conservative? You know, I think I addressed Monday. You know, we did what we best thought would help us win the game and came up short.
No, I understand that, but was that specific to the Seahawks defense? And will you be able to do something differently against a different defense like Oakland's? Open things up with Clausen this week as opposed to last week.
Well, I think, you know, like I've said many times, I mean, all these take on their own personality. You know, last week was the Seattle Seahawks. This week is the Oakland Raiders. So I don't want to get into how we're going to game plan against the Oakland Raiders because we haven't played them yet.
Can you talk about the type of player that Jared was, taking on a new system, new position, and what type of teammate you saw him as here?
Yeah, I mean, Jared's great. I wish him nothing but the best. I mean, he was very professional. You know, my experience here with him, you know, I expected that because I knew, you know, how he'd been the other parts of his career. So, yeah, I think this was just a win-win for both sides. You know, he gets the opportunity to go put his hand back in the dirt. And, you know, we got an opportunity to get a draft pick, and I think it worked out. So, wish him nothing but the best.
Did he come to you guys at all and maybe request that, or maybe playing back in a 4-3 with his hand down?
You know, I don't really get into all that stuff, but, it was we usually don't ask our players if what they request. You know, it's usually we're going to do things that are going to, you know, help the Bears organization.